It is the end of The Bachelorette, and Sophie Monk, she's found love, found it with Stu. Look, I've sort of tried to get into the season. I don't know, like The Bachelor sort of...
How do you think it compares?
Like The Bachelor sort of made me a lot more frustrated and like, oh, this is so annoying, why are they doing all this? But it's because I'd never seen that franchise at all for the first time. This time I knew what more to expect, so I was probably a bit more... used to seeing people do stupid things for the attention of the Bachelor love. Or the Bachelorette, for love, in inverted commas. I did become pretty invested more so in, like, Apollo and James. I thought they were really cool. The thing I really loved about Apollo, he was really awkward, which I knew he was never going to win it, but he was really... there's something I can really respect about... I don't know what it would be, the word for it. It's like I have this weird respect for people that have really well-trained dogs because you know that they're really balanced. I tell you, here's a fact. If someone has a badly behaved dog, 95% of the time...
They're just a bad person?
Well, not a bad person, but they're emotionally unstable, and that's going to the dog. So he seemed like he'd have very well-trained pets.
Yeah.
He's just super calm, collected, very humble. Like,
but he's got his stuff together, yeah.
Almost to the point where he wouldn't even... He was just happy to have small talk, which because he's just so comfortable in his own skin, which is like almost bad. Like,
yeah, it's sort of nothing deeper.
Yeah, yeah. He, I don't know. He just seemed like a nice guy, and I definitely got a bit invested in that. In terms of the comparisons, I thought I was more bored this time around. Don't know why. I was just a bit. Yeah, maybe.
Do you know why? It's probably because there's not that much bitching going on in the house. Whereas the girls, that's the drama, that's the entertainment.
Right.
And for The Bachelorette, all the guys are really good friends with each other. Like they don't fight. Like it's just everything's just hunky dory. It's just great.
Yeah, and I think I found as well. She admitted that she gets very awkward and nervous, and so the dates were often pretty small talky. I didn't see any big compelling love chemistry. Like I was surprised when she'd be like, oh wow, I really felt the connection with this person.
Yeah.
So yeah, not super entertaining. I didn't think it was that great. But the finale, look, the one thing that I definitely noticed pretty early on, and I think you were the same, this guy Jared, who got to the top two, immediately on the first date, I thought he was this awesome, really like wanted to be there for her kind of guy and very mature and like loving and whatever. But then it just got more and more sort of... I want to see what your take is on this because I don't want to use the wrong words, but I feel like he was so determined to be protecting and chivalrous and hold Sophie to this pedestal to the point... Like, she'd walk in with a bucket of beers and he'd immediately go off his seat to try and grab it off her.
Yep.
To the point where it was... Not only annoying to her, probably, but also a little patronising.
Yeah, a little belittling.
Like, yeah, and I wonder if there is a point where, of course, people, I think, male and female, love their partners to be respectful of them and to be nice to them.
Yeah, to help them out and stuff.
And I guess especially there's this idea of the man, some people hold this, you know, they believe in the man being... the heavy lifting and never should the woman ever have to lift a finger because she's the queen. There's some people that really love that dynamic. But I just wonder to the point where it's almost disrespectful how much...
Yeah, it is done.
He's doing it,
yeah.
To me...
It's almost like kind of like you can't do anything kind of thing.
Yeah, or if disrespectful isn't the right word, there was a moment where... Sophie, she really was, I think, trying to give him the chance to maybe display... Because it seems unhealthy, that dynamic. And there was a point where she said, you know, so you've told me so much about what you love about me and all this stuff and what I will get in the relationship if I'm with you. But what do you want? You know, what do you... And this is in finale, sort of around the last date. And he said... she goes, what do you want in a relationship? He says, everything that you are. And she's like, oh, well, and he goes, you know, you're perfect the way you are.
Mm.
And he says, she's like, oh, and he says, I don't want you to change. To me, that he says his love for her will only get stronger and he'll only get to be a better husband and father as time goes on. He then says, if Sophie chooses me, then life will be complete. I mean, as a straight woman who could possibly enter a show like this, how does that behaviour sit with you in terms of appealingness?
It's a little bit red flaggy. Like, I can understand where he's coming from and that he probably does have very strong feelings for her. And when you do have strong feelings for someone, you're willing to do a lot of things for them, which is understandable. But the places where he's coming from can seem a little bit patronizing, a little bit belittling, because it's like, she's pretty well established herself. I don't think she'd
super smart businesswoman.
Yeah, like. Yeah. Doesn't really need. She's done, you know, so much so far without having someone by her side. So yeah, it's a bit.
Like, she did say that she wanted someone to nurture her.
Yeah, but there's a difference between, like, nurturing and, like, suffocating.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, it's a tough one because.
But I think it definitely stems from, you know, where you come from and, like, your family life. Because I do remember during that episode, he mentioned something about his mum, and there was a stage where she would just stand in front of the door waiting for him to
test him. Yeah, and be like, were you going to open it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's just where you grow up and how you've grown up, and maybe to them in that family, those things are what are expected of them.
Yeah.
But to other people, we don't, like, for me personally, I'm quite young. It's not something that I expect anymore for guys to hold a door open for me, to open the car door for me. Like, it's a lot of effort. Like, I can open the door. Like, we can get into the restaurant sooner and eat quicker. Like,
is it a pleasant surprise though? Is it good rather than bad, or just
sometimes?
A bit try-hard?
But I just don't think it has to be done all the time.
Right. Yeah. Definitely. Well, I mean, there's theories as well that I wonder if this is true, because the public was definitely on our side in that I think a lot of people thought it was just too weird and that he needed to calm down and just stop being so clingy or whatever. And I wonder if the producers, because it actually seems like in the finale a lot of people were Team Jared now and come around to him.
Yeah, I saw that.
But I wonder if that was just how he was portrayed in the show changed.
Yeah. Yeah, it could have been. Like, I was going through some of the social media stuff for both of them on the finale, and a lot of people had a lot of support for Jared. You know, he's such a good guy. You know, no one like treats women like you do anymore. Like, all that kind of stuff. And it's a bit each to their own, I guess, is what you could say in this situation.
Do you think it's an example of? I mean, this is among many teenage boys worldwide. There's this idea that nice guys finish last. Is this just perpetuating that true fact that is definitely true?
Well, I think any show like this kind of perpetuates that. Like, look how many nice guys got eliminated, like James especially. Like, I was really heaps shook about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the finale, it was, I mean, regardless of what you thought, it was pretty brutal, Jared. And here's the thing, like, I found it a bit harder to feel sorry. I felt bad, but I'd actually had the result spoiled when I watched it, so I knew what was going to happen. But the line that really got me, he says, I felt like I've lost my purpose. I felt like I'd found my purpose. In other words, he'd said that, sorry, rather than lost it. You found your purpose after 7 weeks?
Yeah.
But do you think, I'm going to wrap it up on this, do you think that we're sitting here going, how can you fall in love with someone after one date, after 7 weeks on a reality TV show? How can you find your purpose? Yeah, to me, like his parents could see it, that he was too keen. I think the public could see that he was too keen. His mum was sort of like, we love Sophie. And then, you know, I think, do you think it's an environment that cultivates really strong feelings, and you've got a target. It's that you want to be the one that wins with the girl at the end,
it's because you only have 7 weeks, and it's that everything is so much more intense because you've only got a certain amount of time, and every time you see that person, you have to give your best. You have to, you know, be like, I'm the one for you. Like,
well, that's why it's so fake to me. Because, like, well, to be honest, though, I mean, most relationships, you're putting on your best for the first couple of dates.
Yeah,
at least.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Well, hopefully, a little bit longer than the first couple
super
of
confident.
Dates.
I don't know. And I mean, look, do you think, last little thing, do you think that a lot of people are saying Sophie has lied to us by choosing a billionaire playboy who's not a normal guy, which was the whole thing with this season, was Sophie's going to just want to settle down with a normal guy. She said, oh, look, well, I didn't mean normal as in not rich. I just meant, or has to be a tradie. Just normal as in not in the acting or TV sphere. But
well, that can't be really said because Apollo was an entertainer. Jared's family seemed like they come from wealth because he mentioned that in the previous episodes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't remember what Blake did, but also James was a financial, you know, controller. All of these men seem like they do come from wealth. So I guess maybe her definition of normal, that's what it comes under.
Yeah,
but like, I understand where she's coming from. Like, all of those guys do seem really genuine and down to earth, and like, that's probably what she wanted more so than someone who was like after her and her fame and like that stuff. And she did constantly say that like she wanted someone who was going to be there for her, and not everything else that comes with Sophie Monk.
Well, I guess we'll wait and see. I think in general, I was pretty bored this season. To be honest, I really was. Like, what? It's just, you're just watching people be bad at flirting, and it's just annoying. Anyway, that's Bachelor in Paradise possibly coming up. Maybe that'll get a little bit more juicy. We'll find out.